A lot of whiskey, and that is bonded whiskey. Yeah, they sell it, you know.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people buy it and drink
where,
it.
Where are those big distilleries in Kentucky? Do you know what town?
No, I just trying to think where. I believe Lexington is the biggest distillery there are in the state of Kentucky. Lexington, Kentucky. That's near the mid part of Kentucky. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But they have lots of distilleries in that area. You know.
Mm-hmm.
They make a sight in the world. You can see on bottles of cans of beer and stuff like that where it's manufactured. But now over here at Matter, they got, that's a wet county over there.
Uh-huh.
Tatnall County is a dry county.
Yeah.
Well, here of late, they voted Evans County wet, Toombs County over here. And over that Matter, they've had four or either five liquor stores right in town, right in the city limits.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the county, it's a small county, must not be over 2,000, 2,500 population all over the county, as big a town as Metter is.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Metter is the only school they are in the county, only high school. I believe it's the only school they are in the county now. But they got a small population in the county because it's a small county, but now let me tell you, they take in the revenue over there from a liquor standpoint and tax standpoint. They sell a world of those liquor stores, they sell the world of liquor.
Uh-huh. Well, are there many, do many people go to the high school over there?
Yes, ma'am. Children from here. See, it's closer to here to Matter than it is from here to Reedsville. It's 50 miles to Reedsville from here.
Uh-huh.
From Cobbtown, and it's about 9 miles from there to Matter.
Uh-huh.
A lot of children go to school, high school from
there. About how many students?
No, they must be, I'd rough hand say 50 from here, from this little town community, you know, go there. And two, they run a bus from here to, of course that's vocational school at Swainsboro.
Mm-hmm.
But they run a bus from Glenville every day, right by out here, going to Swainsboro.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's loaded all the time with children.
Mm-hmm.
Goes every day. And the people that go to school at Matter, that is, send the children to school at Matter, they transport them over there with the cars.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some of them, and it goes up here to Stillmore, that's in the Manion County.
Mm-hmm.
Stillmore has private school. You know.
Oh.
And
who runs it? Is it a church group that runs it?
Must be a church group. One of the retired teachers from this county teaches up there.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel. She carries four or five of her each day in her car, and then there's several different people that are sending and carrying their children up there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's 14 miles from here, right straight on up to Stillmore. It's 10 miles over there to Metro. A lot of people send to Metro, a lot of people send to that private school, you know.
Mm-hmm. I want you to tell me something about fences that people used to use. Any kind of fences that people used in this area. Wooden fences, that is.
Yes, people used to use a lot of what they call a rail fence. You know.
And how were those built?
They would be stacked diagonally. You know,
uh-huh.
Maybe a panel here, across here, and then back here a panel.
Mm-hmm.
One on top of each other back, just stack it back in two.
And about how high would they go, Lisa?
They would run about, I'd say about 4.5 foot high, something like that.
And about how long would the rails be for those?
8 foot, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be some old rails here on this place, and I believe I'm just going to guess at that now. I don't say exactly the 8 foot, but the man that had this place, we bought it way back, 56, I believe,